Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. On this fabulous Wednesday, August 26th. I can't believe this whole season has almost flown by us. We're on the downstroke of the keys. You are listening to the midweek update for Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather, your hostess with the Financial Mostest. And this is your 30-minute shot in the arm to get you over to the weekend where we have our two-hour fabulous broadcast. Today we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And what an incredible weekend we had last weekend. And here we go with yet another one coming up. I'm so excited. We had our Break the Budget Key last week, and this is all about getting rid of that starvation mentality, that forsaking of something in an effort to create something else, but it never works for us. It's just like dieting. Dieting and budgeting go hand in hand because it's something you go on to and off of. And so instead, we eliminate that mentality and we break the budget, and we learn to create a healthy savings and spending plan. And that's what we did last weekend. So this weekend we have coming up, there are no seasonal exceptions. Because now that we've created that fantastic budget, we took all of the receipts in our assessment envelope, we went through them all, we sorted them out by category, and we figured out what we could eliminate if we could, and if we could defer stuff either permanently or temporarily, or if we can find a new way to have the items that it is that we don't want to eliminate or feel like we can't eliminate, but have it in a cheaper fashion that still meets our financial goals, we can do that. And now that we've done all of that and we're empowered and here we are, we're already into, you know, day four if you count the weekend, of our new budget. And we have created our healthy savings and spending plan with our new mentality. And we've eliminated the budgeting mentality. We are now in a prosperity mindset. We are not sacrificing or giving up or denying ourselves anything. And then all of a sudden, something happens. It's a birthday. It's a holiday. It's the death of someone close to you. There is some sort of an event, a graduation, a bar mitzvah, a quinceañera, whatever it is, there's an event that is happening now, and now you're being pressed to participate in a financial matter. And this is not something that we can afford to do, but it's something that after we just created this healthy savings and spending plan is the first thing that's going to derail ourselves from our successes. And this is why this key is so important. So we're going to talk about how do we create the scenario of no seasonal exceptions. And the way we're going to do it is simple. We're going to use basic etiquette. Basic good old-fashioned manners and etiquette. And we'll talk more about that this weekend. But let's go to our Millionaire Minute and review last week's Millionaire Minute because we have a new one coming up from our associate producer and segment host, Karen Gerb. And she put together this week's Millionaire Minute. So I want to review last week's so we know that we are on target to creating the right mindset to manage all of this money now that we have just we are going to receive now that we have broken the budget and created this healthy savings and spending plan. So for those of you just joining us for the first time, the Millionaire Minute is a segment where we crawl into the heads of the top millionaire thinkers and put out 60 seconds of tools you can incorporate into your life right now, today, to help you with your prosperity mindset. And we're going to talk about belief and faith as being some of the first steps toward financial freedom. But here are some characteristics of a millionaire. One, millionaires are bold and unafraid to take action. Number two, they are able to step out of their comfort zone and do things differently. Number three, millionaires will still charge ahead with their ideas despite negative critics. Number four, millionaires are decision makers. They are patient, persistent, and number seven, they have belief and faith. Number eight, millionaires convey a positive attitude. They have boundless energy. They love what they do, and they can't wait to leap out of bed to get back working on it. They are able to form a team of like-minded individuals to help, and if they don't have money, they know how to get it by forming key relationships. Number 13, millionaires have a solid business plan. They have a spirit of entrepreneurship. They're creative and can come up with good ideas. They can see the good in situations no matter how bad things are. They have good mentors and role models. And beyond anything else, they have a burning desire to succeed. Millionaires also want to be somebody so badly and to be able to reap all of the rewards that their persistence pays and that comes with being somebody. They have a need also to provide for their family and take care of their loved ones. They have discipline and good work ethic, and most of all, they are excellent communicators and are constant salesmen. So if you don't have these traits, don't despair, because most of these millionaires didn't have them either, but had to learn them along the way. So now that you've been exposed to these, fully and completely integrate these habits now into yourself. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and watch how differently people will respond to you. Imagine yourself with these successes already integrated. Now create some affirmations with these tools as well to reinforce what you have just integrated into your personality. And that is your Millionaire Minute. Coming up after the break, we are going to have Minutes on Your Money. And any questions, comments, and concerns you may have, feel free to call in. The telephone number for the show is 1-718-508-9002. 1-718-508-9002. And we are just one friend away from the 500 mark on our listener Blog Talk Radio. That's not all of the listeners we have, but for those of you that choose to listen live and you have logged in and created a profile at Blog Talk Radio, when we hit the 500 mark, and I threw this out last weekend, the 500th friend to the show gets one free coaching series. That's 13 weeks of financial coaching from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. We have three financial coaches, neuro-linguistic programming certified practitioners, that will help you create wealth systematically over time and get your mindset up and help you be able to build financial independence for you and your family. So again, rush to your computer if you're just listening through the RSS feed. Log in to Blog Talk Radio and friend of the show, the 500th friend, automatically receives a 13-week package. You're listening to Heather Wagenhall's Midweek Update for the Unlock Your Wealth Radio program. We will have more of the show coming up right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twoforthroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. It's our 30-minute shot in the arm to get us to our two-hour segment on Saturday. I'm your host, Heather Wagenhall, the hostess with the Financial Mostest, helping empower you to become financially independent. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, this Wednesday and every Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth Radio program and bring you crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of financial independence. That's why we have such a myriad of segments on the show. We have our Millionaire Minute to help work on our mindset. We have key guests. We have Investor's Edge guests. And we have nuts and bolts segments to help give you the tools you need to create the right foundation for you and your family's financial independence. So I'm so excited. As we went to the break, we had some people furiously typing. And so now Deborah is the winner of our 13-week financial coaching package. She was our 500th friend to the show. I'm so excited. So everybody, our faux studio audience, please, here we go. Yay, Deborah. So we will get your contact information from you, and we will start your 13 weeks to financial independence as a result of becoming our 500th show friend. So, what's the next number? Let's set it up for the 600th friend of the show. See if we can get 100 by Saturday. So, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everyone that you want to be able to surround yourself with to become financially independent just like you are because you are a listener of our program. I want to talk briefly about the Summer of Savings program. What a great season we had this summer. I want to thank everybody for their participation. And for those of you who signed up in this past week, you are going to get all of the 13 tips, tricks, tools, and information all at once for just for signing up and being a part of our Summer of Savings program. We have another one coming up for this holiday season that's going to be even better. So stay tuned for that. For those of you who are looking for more than just an audio update on how to become financially independent, please surf over to our website and utilize the tools that we have available for you. You can take and use any of our tools to become financially independent simply by going to www.unlockyourwealth.com. We are converting to a membership-driven website, and best of all, the membership's going to be free for the Financial Freedom Series, folks. So sign up, and as soon as our membership website is ready to launch, we will let you know. You can also become a regular reader of our e-zine by simply dropping us an email at e-zine, that's E-Z-I-N-E, at unlockyourwealth.com. So today, let's get to some minutes on your money. Let's talk about when your mate can't handle money. Now, last week we went through some tips to help create financial discussions between you and your spouse. But this week we're going to talk about what do you do if your mate can't handle money. MP Dunleavy is going to help me out with this, and she has some tips and tricks that will help you and a couple that I have challenges with. So let's talk about this. She has a situation where one of her readers said, my husband and I were paid last Friday into their joint bank account. After paying rent and all of his student loans, she took off for the weekend to visit her parents, and when she got back, her husband spent all of the remaining balance in their bank account on fast food, on clothing, and going to the movies. So can you imagine that? You know, everybody gets paid, all the money goes into one piggy bank, and then now she's ripping her hair out. And so she wants to know, how do you cope with a spouse who can't handle money? So some of her friends that participate in this group, this financial discussion group, said, maybe you can take and do these few things to help out. One, open your own bank account and have your paychecks go there. I wholeheartedly believe this. Now, while I would like to believe that men are chivalrous and we live in an age where men are the saviors and they ride in on their white horse and they're our knight in shining armor and they're going to rescue us and then we're going to become the princess and ride off into the sunset and go live in a castle and live happily ever after, while I would prefer to be delusioned by that, I know the reality tells me a different story. And so what we need to do is we need to say, okay, reality is not reality. Perception is reality. And right now, commingling funds is not working for this couple. And what we need to do, and what I always advocate, is become financially separate entities, especially if there's a disparity in income on the wife's side, okay? If the wife makes more money than the man. Because you cannot usurp masculine and feminine roles, okay? And no matter how hard, as women, we try to wear the pants at home, we must put the briefcase down, take the pants off, put the skirt on, and be the wife, okay? But when we're financially separate, that's where we run into challenges. And being financially separate, or by being financially commingled, that's where we run into challenges. So by being financially separate, it helps keep some of the harmony in the relationship. And I know this from personal experience, living in a financially disparate marriage, in my previous marriage, it was very stressful because I wanted to go be You know, I didn't want to be the damsel in distress, but I did want to be the princess where the knight in shining armor came and rescued me, and we rode off into the sunset, and life was great together. But let me tell you, prenuptial agreements exist for a reason, and there is such a big misconception about what prenups do and what prenups can be. They are not just a divorce in advance. That's the perception. And usually it's the perception that the man is trying to screw the woman out of something. But if you are marrying your future spouse who has a pre-existing family, this is a fabulous opportunity to protect yourself, okay? And the reason why I say this is this, when you negotiate a prenuptial agreement, it articulates what, who has what, and what happens after the marriage, whether you stay financially separate entities. And like here in the state of Arizona, it's a community property state. So if you want to have property and finances otherwise, you have to take deliberate actions to keep those assets uncommingled. So you have to keep those assets separate, and you have to establish separate financial states. And a prenuptial agreement is the perfect document to do that. Because not only does it enumerate who gets what, but it also talks about what happens in the event of one spouse losing an income or what happens upon passing. Because it's a document that can't be manipulated afterward like a will unless it's negotiated between the two parties, okay? And it has to be agreed upon and changed in writing by the two parties. So once you set forth a prenuptial agreement, that's it. But wills can be overturned in court. And now, I'm not an attorney, and nor do I play one on TV. But if you want a document that can't be challenged by your spouse's children from another marriage, that's a powerful tool in your favor. If you have commingled assets, even if you were the one that made all the money, their children may be entitled to half of their parents' estate. And if you're doing all the work, by golly, you don't want to lose that to someone who wasn't a contributor in the marriage, okay? So this is an important thing. Now, especially if your spouse can't handle money, this is something that you want to be able to have financially separate lives. Do not commingle credit. Do not co-sign for credit cards. Do not have joint accounts. Because what they do can negatively impact your ability to borrow in the future. If you are desirous of creating financial independence and your spouse is coasting along, these documents, like prenuptial agreements, or when you go to take title in real estate, in real property, and you take and establish yourself as financially separate and you have them disclaim off of that asset, if they're on your credit, that could impact your ability to qualify for future investment properties. And if you're serious about building wealth, and if you're serious about not being enslaved to a paycheck and want to create your own financial independence, it's so important to create financially separate entities. And you know what this does? Is it stops any financial arguments from ever starting if that person cannot get to your money, okay? And most people think that, you know, because the wife is the one who traditionally stays at home, that she's not the one bringing something to the table. But as we know in today's day and age, that's not always the case. The wife could be the financial powerhouse. And in either case, if your spouse is bad at managing money, you need to be able to mitigate any offset that that might have upon you, because you want to create financial independence. You do not want to be enslaved to debt. You want to be able to call your own shots, do what you want to do, and enjoy your life, and know that you are going to be able to retire in peace and prosperity later on down the road. And if your spouse is keeping you from that, creating financially separate entities is a great thing. Now, something that MP Dunleavy suggested in this article that I really didn't agree with was spending on controlled days and then agreeing to have non-spending days. And this kind of reminds me of being budgeted. If you create a healthy savings and spending plan and know in advance what your little kitty is for fun things, for disposable income items. If you decide to blow it on one pair of shoes, then guess what? You don't get to spend the rest of the month anyway. But if you want to stretch it out and buy little things along the way, have an extra latte, as long as you're meeting your other financial obligations, who cares? But if you have another spouse spending your money uncontrollably, you've got to stop that. So I thought that that was interesting and a great piggyback to last week's on Saturday's broadcast discussion about how to create financial harmony and not argue about it. But what do you do if you can't? So there's what to do. Become financially separate entities, and you'll be done with it. And it's great because how can someone argue with that? How can somebody say, all right, you're on your own financially? You're on your own. You do your thing, and I never have to hear about it from you again. So there's my advice, my nickel's worth. I hope you enjoyed it. Our next article we have is There's No Will to Fight Inflation. And this is by Bill Fleckenstein. He's also a new guy that I like that's coming up from MSN Money. He's fairly objective. He doesn't fall in either a conservative or liberal camp, which is very hard to find in any news media. But he's talking about trouble over the pond. And he's talking about government systems and inflation. And he's saying that the world's central banks are loath to take away the punch bowl. He says, and I love the way he writes. I love vocabulary, and he's got a great celebration of words. Lest you think otherwise, consider the path forged by the Reserve Bank of Australia. After recent suggesting it might raise interest sometime soon, the bank has had a change of heart. And he's quoting here in his article from the minutes of its August 4th meeting. He says, a particular source of uncertainty was whether the recent growth in household spending was due mainly to temporary government handouts, in which case it would probably soon fade. So they're cautiously optimistic. But they're recognizing that there may be an issue. And any spur that we've seen in our economy, as we know here on this side of the pond, is directly related to government handouts, housing handouts, auto handouts, and oh, by the way, did you buy your car by Monday? I wondered if you did, you know. That crap for clunkers program is going to be crap for us. And for those of you who didn't buy a car, you're still paying for one anyway, so isn't that lovely? But I digress. The Australian Central Bank is not alone, okay? Similar cooling sounds were uttered by the Bank of England recently upon its quantitative easing. Meanwhile, the August 19th Financial Times carried a story headlining, the ECB urges more stimulus measures. I just want to know how long we can continue to print money that we don't have. When we came off the gold standard, it was the biggest nightmare for our country. And I like what Warren Buffett refers to it as noxious greenback emissions. That's where he talks about the printing of money in an escalating rate. So if you would like to know more about No Will to Fight Inflation, I'm going to save the rest for you for this Saturday's broadcast. So you'll have to tune in to Saturday's show at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to get more minutes on your money. Let me just tell you about the guests that we have coming up for our No Seasonal Exceptions show for week 34 of the Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Radio show. We've got Fox Business correspondent Drew Kessler on. He's from Rand Mortgage, and he's going to talk to us all about the mortgage biz. In addition, we also have our key guest is going to be Jeff Yeager, and he's NBC's Today Show's ultimate cheapskate, so he's going to help get us over the no seasonal exceptions. He will help smooth our way in to the holiday season so we can still be gracious givers without destroying our pocketbook. So we have all of this, plus Keys for Teens, Minutes on Your Money, news, tips, tricks, and information, nuts and bolts for this week's key, all coming up on Saturday's show. I hope you join us because I am fired up. We're getting ready. Temperatures are cooling down, so let's turn up the savings for this next season we have coming up. Thanks again for everyone that participated in the Summer of Savings program. And for those of you, www.unlockyourwealth.com. Stay tuned for more information, and we will see you Saturday at Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Saturday's broadcast. Have a great week, folks.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American, and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.